praise you, Jesus. His love is in here. So you shouldn't leave here the way you came. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. God wants you to think tonight that you have an account, like an account in a bank account here on earth, 50 grand or something like that. You'd know you have an account. You can draw upon it. Well, we have an account in Christ in the heavenly realm. And if you look at it that way, you can draw from that account, whether it be grace, love, forgiveness, peace, joy, whatever it may be, you can draw from that account. Because the finished work of Jesus Christ has allowed us, see, some people get into the wisdom of religion and think every time you sin, you instead of drawing from your account of forgiveness, you're always repenting. That's a religious wisdom. And so when you know you've already repented of your sins, you've accepted Jesus into your life, you have an account in the heavenly realm in Christ of forgiveness. So when I make a mistake, I do something, I just tap into that account and I say, I thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me. Are you listening? Amen. So all that is stored up in Christ. Every promise in Jesus is yes, yes. So God wants you to visualize that you have an account. So if you come back down to the earthly realm, everybody here would understand if you had $50,000 in your account, in a bank account or a checking account, right? You'd understand that. And you could draw until you ran the $50,000 out. Well, you can never run out the love and forgiveness and grace and mercy and long-suffering that's in your account in Christ. You can never run it out. It's always there. And it grieves the Holy Spirit that we don't understand that, because the enemy would like to have you to have a religious wisdom where you're always repenting rather than drawing from account of forgiveness. There's a difference. Repent means go a different direction. Well, when you accepted Jesus Christ, you went to a different direction, right? And so that's what's freed me all these weeks and months and years from MS and booze and drugs and all that stuff. I realized that I renewed my mind, and I keep renewing my mind daily, and I have an account in Jesus. And everything is finished. And so every promise in Jesus is yes, yes. Amen? Hallelujah. So sometimes the enemy gets involved and he wants us to go through all this whining and crying and everything else rather than just saying, Jesus, I accept your forgiveness. When he said to Peter, how many times you forgive him, what did he say? 70 times 70. And when Peter and Jesus was talking. And so God wants you to understand you have an account in heaven. You can draw healing. You can draw grace. You can draw long-suffering. You can draw compassion. You see, whatever you need, you have. It's in your account in Christ. Can you understand that? So he becomes the fruit. Jesus is our fruit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're going to look at tonight, drawing from your account. Say, faith will draw from my account in Christ. That's what faith is. So you had faith when you accepted Jesus. You were dealt. You know when the Bible talks about God gives us a measure of faith? Well, if you're an ear, you have a measure of faith for that. If you're an eye, you have a measure of faith for that. You can grow, but you have a measure of faith to do whatever God's called you to do. Amen? So God wants us to walk from faith to faith. And sometimes we get into our journey here on earth, and what we do is we start with faith, that's Jesus, and then we have an emotion that's in between faith to faith. All our emotions and all our problems and so on and so forth, and sometimes that tries to rule our lives. God wants to step over that stuff in the flesh, and he wants us to draw from Jesus. Amen? So that's faith to faith. But in between here, you see, there's a lot of problems, there's a lot of issues, there's a lot of arguing with God and the flesh, the works of the flesh rise up and so on and so forth. God wants to teach us tonight how to walk, go from faith to faith. And it's not an easy thing because you're coming against your own flesh. So if you would, Steve, turn to Romans 1. We'll look at 16 and 17. Say, Jesus, I am blessed. I am blessed with grace. I am blessed with mercy. I am blessed with forgiveness. I am blessed with long suffering. I am blessed with your compassion. I am blessed with your salvation. I'm blessed with the Holy Spirit. I am blessed with the gifts. I'm blessed with faith. And I have faith right now in Jesus' name to bind Satan, principalities and powers, sickness and disease. I came in here with some issues in my flesh, and I'm leaving completely healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Yeah, give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Romans 1, 16 and 17. We'll start at 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. You know, I was in Safeway today, and this lady, I was going through the counter. Betty was going through. I was just kind of standing there putting stuff in the basket. Well, I wasn't even doing that because I had someone helping me, helping putting the stuff in the basket. So this lady came in to relieve the lady that was checking Betty out, and she kept looking at me. She says, how you doing? Oh, I says, I get better every day. Well, how do you know that? I says, because God told me. She says, who? I says, Jesus. Silence. No one would look at me. No one would talk to me. And when they said, when we got ready to leave, thank you, Mrs. Mayo. Like I wasn't there. I'm a post or a piece of dust being blown away or something. So people get ashamed when you start talking about Jesus and the gospel and so on. But we shouldn't be ashamed to say Jesus, should we? So I wanted to give a witness to her. I feel better every day because I'm listening to Jesus. I'm listening to the Word of God. And he tells me he's supplying all my need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He's telling me I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So I can walk from faith to faith. So I'm not going to listen to the world. I'm not going to listen to my pocketbook or whatever, you see. Jesus is telling me I'm doing good. Jesus is telling me that I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing, that I have his love and forgiveness. So I'm better every day. I'm growing spiritually. I'm sowing to the Spirit, so I'm growing every day. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, if people laugh, don't worry about it. I'll just keep on preaching. We're supposed to have joy. Amen? So that doesn't bother me. If you jump up and run around the church, I'll keep on preaching. If you start laughing, I'll keep on preaching. That means the presence of God is filling this place. Hallelujah. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. That's talking about the Gentiles there. So, for in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Say, I'm justified.
I'm justified.
I'm righteous. It's in my bank account. In Christ. And I'm drawing it tonight. See, the trouble is, saints, when you go faith to faith, that's how God, we start out with faith in Jesus. We accept him as our Lord and Savior. Salvation means deliverance. So I've been delivered, you've been delivered. From what? The world. You see, when we accept Jesus, we stepped into the kingdom. Now I want to seek the kingdom. I want to walk in his ways. So I want to walk from faith to faith. So he gave me a measure of faith, or gave me faith to accept Jesus. The Holy Spirit helped me and helped you, right? So we stepped into faith. So if faith says you're delivered because salvation means you're delivered, then how come we're battling all this stuff? Because the flesh gets in the way. God says, I want you to go from faith to faith. So if you stepped into Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you stepped into salvation, then your next step is when thoughts come in your mind, sickness tries to come on your body, or poverty tries to come upon you, you start speaking the Word of God, you see, not paying attention to your emotions, your checkbook, but start speaking the Word of God, you see, faith to faith. Because salvation has freed you. You've been delivered. You're in the kingdom, so you want to develop a kingdom language. So the kingdom language is the word of God, amen? So you want to go from faith to faith. And so when we have thoughts in our minds about forgiveness or whatever it may be, we sometimes get entangled with that, and we go from faith to flesh, the works of the flesh. And the works of the flesh tries to dictate to you what you have to do, you see, to get rid of that. But the word of God is faith, and so I'm going to go to the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus. Amen? So faith of faith is speaking the word of God, and in between is your works of your flesh, is your mind trying to convince you because it doesn't understand a lot of things of God. Spirit to spirit. And so you're delivered, you're in salvation, you're in Jesus Christ, you've been completely set free. Faith to faith means you're dressing up in the new man. So you got your next, what you're going to confess is the word of God. So there's somebody here who's having trouble with a shoulder. See, this is a word of knowledge. And if God, if you can believe this, and you may need the Holy Spirit to help you, because in Mark 9:23, it says all things are possible to those who believe, but God wants to help our unbelief. The flesh has unbelief. Someone has a bad shoulder. And God is fixing that bad shoulder right now. Right now. Hallelujah. So you and I want to go from faith to faith. Amen? So if I leave here and I sin, listen to me now, I'm not going to repent. I've already repented. I've already gone a different direction. In my bank account is forgiveness of all the sins before and all the sins after. So if I sin, I'm going to say, I thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me. Forgiveness belongs to me. Love belongs to me. Grace belongs to me. Mercy belongs to me. Long-suffering belongs to me. It's in my account in Christ. And I'm trying to get it out of Christ. The Holy Spirit takes from Jesus and gives to us. So he takes that forgiveness and he manifests it in your life. That's faith to faith. So you're going to say when you sin, I'm forgiven. I thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me. That's his grace. Now, everybody gets upset with grace because, oh, Al, that means you can do anything? Well, that's your dumb head telling you that. You know we can't do anything we want to do. Amen? So if you want to go from faith to faith, you see, the just shall live by faith. Faith to faith means you started with faith, you started with salvation, you started with deliverance, and your next a thing you're going to say is the word of God, because you're going to have battles. You're going to have trials. You're going to have testing. Your faith will be challenged. Amen? So we sometimes start with salvation, and the rest of our stuff is my back hurts. I ain't going to have enough of my mortgage, and all kinds of different things come out of my mouth. So God wants you to go from faith to faith. You started with deliverance. You started in Jesus Christ. Your next step is you speak the word of God. All the stuff that's going on in your family or in your head or in your marriage or in your finances, that's all stuff that the enemy's thrown in thoughts in your mind. When you go from faith to faith, my God supplying my need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus, the enemy don't want you to say that. Amen? So that's faith to faith. It's from salvation to the word of God. From salvation to the word of God. And you have a bank account. Everything in Jesus is yes, yes. Every promise. And so if you want to be loved by God, you have a bank account. I thank you for your love, Jesus. I thank you for your love. The Holy Spirit will take from Jesus and give you that love, manifest it in your life. If you can ever get quiet sometime in your prayer closet and just be quiet, no thoughts in your mind. Why are you doing that? You're making room for the Word and the Holy Spirit to come into your thoughts. Because sometimes your mind is racing. Sometimes it's working overtime. And sometimes it's hard to pray. The minute you do, if you just pray in the Spirit, build up your most holy faith, and see if you can practice this and just lock everything out, you'll sense a presence of God like you've never sensed before. You'll sense a peace of God. You may have gone in the prayer closet with a storm in your life, But you'll start sensing a peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Let not your heart be troubled. How are you going to stop your heart from being troubled? Get into his peace. Don't let it be troubled. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 1:20, Steve, and 22. We'll go to 1:20 first. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We've all heard this stuff before. 1:20 says, 2 Corinthians 1, hallelujah. Or is it 2:20? Is it 1:20? Yeah, I guess. Where did 2 go? Huh? I always get help sometimes. 2 Corinthians 1:20, right? What do you mean you don't have 20? I'm looking at 20. Oh, don't have a 2, you mean? No, that's okay. Go ahead. What was you saying? Oh, thank you, Leslie. Okay. Amen. Okay. Verse 20. For all the promises of God in him, in Christ, right? That's in him. Yes. And in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Through who? Okay. First of all the promise of God in him, you see, are yes. So you have a bank account stored up because every promise is yes. So he promised to love us. He promises to forgive us. He promises to give us long-suffering and grace and righteousness and mercy and compassion or whatever it may be. He promised that. You can find it in different scriptures. So if he promised that, then you have a bank account. And everything is yes. He's not going to think, I'll think about it. I'll get back to you in a week or 2 weeks. No, immediately it's done, you see. So if I need grace, I thank you for your grace, Jesus. I thank you for your mercy. If you need mercy sometimes, you know who. How many here are married?
Well, we all need mercy, man.
Mercy's a good thing. Amen? Hallelujah. For all the promises of God in him are yes. So it's in him, right? Every promise is in him. But every promise in him, because we are in Christ and Christ is in us. Think about it. We have all that stored up for us. So if I sin, I'm not going to repent. I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me. There's a difference, saints, of repenting for salvation for your old sins, you see, than having an understanding or wisdom stored up in Jesus that love is always there, that forgiveness is always there, that grace is always there, that long-suffering is always there, that mercy is always there. Can you receive that? I understand there's religious wisdom around. But anything that you deny the things in Christ by you going through some formula or something, I'm telling you, saints, if we know that every promise of God in him are yes and amen to the glory of God through us. So God wants to work at what? Through who? Through us. So he wants to work his love through us. He wants to work his forgiveness through us. And then he wants us to impart that into people's lives. You see, you can't set a prisoner free if you're still in jail. Amen? So if you're all beat up and things are going on, you just don't know how to get a hold of some things in the Word of God, and the enemy's kicking you all around Colorado Springs, you see, you got to find out who you are in Christ. You got to find and stand on the promises. So when you started by faith and accepted Jesus, after that, the works of the flesh are always working against us. The flesh and the spirit are always battling, you see. And so your next confession after accepting Jesus is the Word of God, from faith to faith. Even though you don't understand it, God loves you. God's forgiven you. You have grace. You have mercy. You have long-suffering. You have the resurrection power in you. We may not understand the gifts of the Spirit, but if you want to grieve the Spirit, trying to work this yourself. So you're saved, faith, in between the works of the flesh are going to try to rise up. Your next confession is not to agree with the works of the flesh or the emotional problems or the mindsets, you see, but to speak the word of God. So you're not going to agree with anything that's in the flesh that is not of the word of God. Can you understand that? And so there's many, many things we experience in our flesh, in our emotions. Mindsets come from divorces or not having no mom or no dad or just a mom and no dad. And mindsets come from that. Emotional upheaval comes from all that stuff in life. And so all that stuff is going to try to attack you. The enemy is going to try to throw darts in your mind. By going from faith to faith, you're holding the shield up. Jesus is our protection, correct? Hallelujah. Then it goes on to say, he who has established us, say, I'm established. See, you're established in grace and mercy and love and healing. You see, you're established. Hallelujah. Now, he who has established us with you in Christ has anointed us is God. Say, I'm anointed. It will break the yoke of bondage in my life. You see that? Hallelujah. Now, he who established us were established by accepting Jesus Christ. Salvation means that you've been delivered, just like the people in the Old Testament. They were in bondage, they were delivered, they were got out in the desert, and they were set free. I know they wanted to go back, and there was a lot of complaining and everything else, but a lot of us today accept Jesus Christ, and 5 years later, we're still complaining. That don't work. I don't feel right. How come? Because you're agreeing with the flesh. You're not going from faith to faith. God wants you to go from faith to faith. Regardless of how you feel, speak the word of God. Speak who you are in Christ. Now, he who established us, and that's how he established us, with you in Christ, has anointed us in God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Say, I'm sealed. That means you're God's property. Amen? Say, I'm God's property. So, if you are going from faith to flesh, that opens the door for the devil. But if you're going from faith to faith, telling yourself, I'm God's property, I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit, you're going to keep the devil away from you. There's somebody who's getting healed. There's something in your stomach area right here. I don't know if it's an intestine or something wrong or something. God's healing something in someone's stomach right here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Huh? Does anybody have any stomach problems? There's one over there. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Oh, she's raising the husband's holding the wife's arm up. Hallelujah. Well, if you can believe what I just said, you're getting healed. Amen? You don't mind when the Holy Ghost interrupts that, do you? It ain't going to make any difference anyway. I'm going to do it anyway. Hallelujah. So we're God's property. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. You see, that's faith to faith. I'm a body, you see, but God created this flesh originally, but he gave it a free will, okay? To make choices. God don't cross. We have a free will. But now I'm born again. I have the Spirit of God in me. That's created by God. So my flesh originally was created by God with a free will. Now the Spirit of God is in me and is going to teach my flesh how to turn my will over to God and want to follow God. It goes through a process of renewing the mind. You have to get God's word in your mind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, I'm walking faith to faith. I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit. I'm God's property. See, if you say that from faith to faith, deliverance through salvation, God's property through the Spirit, sealed by the Holy Spirit, that's faith to faith, you're saying that, you see, you're not going to let the devil in your marriage. You're not going to let the devil in your pocketbook. You're not going to let the devil in your family, your children, or whatever it may be, or in your head to stay. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Okay. Say number four. 1 John 3:20. 1 John 3:20. Oh. We got a 3 here, don't we, Randall? And a 20. So we're all set. 1 John 3:20. If our heart condemns us, see, there's the problem. We're trying to go from faith to faith. Your heart condemns you. Listen now. God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. God in you is greater. So we got to start saying, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I got the greatness of God in me. I'm not going to let my heart condemn me. I'm going to go from faith to faith. So whatever the mind's trying to condemn you about, trying to get you to repent all the time and everything else, God is greater. Why? He's got stored up in Jesus. He's got love for you. He's got forgiveness for you. He's got grace for you. He's got healing for you. He's got the mind of Christ for you. And I could go on. And it belongs to you. And it's nothing you and I have done. It's what Jesus has done. But our mind, sometimes we struggle. It condemns us. And the Bible says if you're in Christ, there is no condemnation, right? And yet we don't understand going faith to faith. So if I'm going faith to faith and my mind's trying to condemn me, I'm going to say, there's no condemnation in me. I'm in Christ. But if you stay at just faith of salvation, deliverance, and you don't go from faith to faith, you'll never walk in healing, saints. You'll never walk in peace. You'll never walk in joy. Your pocketbook won't grow. See, we have to base everything on what Jesus has already done. Hallelujah. Amen? Say, I can't keep living in Adam's sin. And we're not talking about Adam here either. See, years ago in the Old Testament, you had to go to a priest and he prayed for you. Right? A lot of Christians today are still living in Adam's sin. If you're living in the forgiveness of Jesus, the deliverance and power of Jesus, everything you need, you have. It's stored up for you. You can draw upon that account based on the finished work of Jesus. Now, we started out with Adam's sin, right? And we got saved through Jesus Christ, and he took all the sins and sickness and disease. He defeated it. So if you got salvation, you've been delivered. You've been delivered from Adam's sin into the grace and mercy and love and forgiveness of Jesus. And it's all stored up for you. It's in Christ. Can you receive that? See, now, religious wisdom almost pushes you back into Adam's sin. It may sound right, but it's not scriptural. That means someone hasn't grown spiritually. See, I want to keep on growing. I want to be free, spirit, soul, and body. That's why I told that lady in Safeway, I'm better every day. Because I pray every day. And I go from faith to faith, and I expect God to be with me. I expect his peace to be with me. I'm not going to let my heart be troubled. Amen? Praise God. What does 1 John 2:1 say? Hallelujah. My little children, these things I write to you that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. See, we have forgiveness with him if we sin. I thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me. Everybody in here is going to sin from one time or another, whatever it may be. That which is not of faith is sin. So we all sin. But we got a wonderful Jesus that I can turn to him and say, Jesus, I thank you, I just sinned. I'm forgiven. I'm not going to go through a wisdom, a religious wisdom, and try to repent and go to a different direction. I'm already in a different direction. I've already accepted Jesus Christ in my life. I've already been delivered. And he delivered me from all sins then and sins I'm going to do. He's forgiven me. Are you listening? I know some of you people would rather do it the other way. If you choose to do it the other way, go for it. Hallelujah. Amen? See, I'm justified. Justified means to be declared righteous in God's sight, in Jesus. See, I am the perfume, you are the perfume, the aroma of Christ to our Father God. That's how he sees us. See, if I want to be free, I'm going to have to learn to go from faith to faith. Amen? Hallelujah. Romans 3:24. Oh. Cool hand Luke back there. See how fast he is? Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. See, the just shall live by faith. I've been justified. You've been justified. Amen? See, what the trouble is, saints, we're playing with a lot of things in between faith, deliverance of accepting Jesus and being delivered, and the faith the flesh and the spirit are always arguing or battling. But you have to not listen to that if it's not scriptural, and you need to go from faith to faith. If you started off in faith and got delivered, amen? Doesn't salvation mean deliverance? Okay, from faith, I started off that way. You started off that way. And now we're going to go from faith to faith. I'm not going to confess what the mind is telling me. I'm not going to confess what religions are telling me. I'm not going to confess what people are teaching me about Adam's sin. I'm going to confess I am in Christ. I'm completely free from sin, sickness, and disease, and poverty. I have the blessings of Abraham coming through Christ. Jesus is my fruit. I abide in Jesus. His words abide in me. Therefore, anything I shall ask will be done unto me. Amen? Hallelujah. From faith to faith. So we don't want to focus on wisdom of religion. It may sound right, but it ain't right. It's denying Jesus his power and his love. It's denying Jesus that you have a bank account in Christ and it's stored up in Christ. And I'm in Christ and you are in Christ and Christ is in us. Amen? I don't know if it's amen or not. It's amen, dear? Yeah. Hallelujah. You see, I went through a lot of, I had mind problems. I carried a gun. I wanted to kill. Yeah, I'm talking about years ago now, you see. I would just love to have gone out in the blaze of glory shooting it out with cops. Look how God has changed this wonderful man. But that's a true story. Amen. I drank lots of bud and got in lots of trouble. A lot of fights. See? But all that was is anger. See, God, I was at a prayer meeting one time, and a guy walked up to me, and he was a prophecy or something. He says, "You know something, Mallory?" I said, "What?" He says, "You're like a wild stallion that God's trying to tame." Well, it's true. Many things years ago, I didn't want to do it God's way. And I know you angels ain't that way, but I had problems in that area. I loved when God was going to financially bless me, but I didn't like it when he was going to spank me. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:13. He has delivered us from the power. Where? He's done what? From the power of darkness. So you're delivered, right? That's the first line of faith that we hold up. I've been delivered. I'm in Christ. I've accepted Jesus. Salvation. I've been delivered. He has delivered us from the power of darkness, conveyed us into his, see, I'm in his kingdom of the Son of his love. That's where I am. I'm in his kingdom. Now, but it still takes from faith to faith. Because Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords. You are in his kingdom. Now you've got to have a kingdom language. Kingdom language is faith to faith. So anytime you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and something pops up in your life of disease or sickness or sin or whatever it may be, you tell whatever's popping up, I've been delivered. That is faith to faith. I've been delivered. I'm not going to accept that. I've been delivered. Amen? If you'll do this, you'll do less sin, less sin, less sin. And religious people will come to you and you won't receive it. Because you'll know who you are in Christ. You see, he has delivered me. He don't take that back, saints. He's delivered us. I'm delivered. I pray twice a day like maybe you people do. I read the Word of God. I go from faith to faith. I call those promises into my life. I get into the peace of God in my prayer closet, you see, where the mind is completely empty and the Spirit of God speaks to me. I make room for his presence. See, it's one thing of getting in his presence, but can his presence have its way? It can't if your mind's going zing, 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 zing. Very busy. If you have a very busy mind, you'll be in his presence, but you won't experience his presence. There's a reason why God brings you into his presence. Because he wants you to experience his love. He wants you to experience his grace. He wants you to experience that he's over you and he's with you and he's in that room with you. And you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's now manifesting in your life. Amen? But when you go in the prayer closet and you got a busy mind and you don't know how to do that exercise by praying in tongues a little while, building up your holy faith, then absolutely shut down your mind. It doesn't work right away. It's very difficult, but it will work through because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Help me, Holy Spirit, to shut my mind down. Let the anointing break the yoke of bondage in my life. Come upon me, Lord Jesus Christ. You are my Lord. You are my King. Faith to faith. And he responds to you, and then you start to feel his peace. All thoughts in your mind that was busy is stopped. Now you're truly spirit, soul, and body in his presence. See, you can be in his presence right here, but your mind can be off in California somewhere. Or you may say to your wife, what did he say? A lot of people, their minds go off and they hear parts and bits and parts of it. A guy used to say to me, you remember when you said, I said, what church was you in? I didn't say that. That's why we record everything. People like to argue with you or try to make you, correct you. Well, let's get the tape out. Let's listen. So we have CDs and DVDs back, DVDs back here, if you want one. Maybe you've grown too much. Maybe you don't need to have this little teaching. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. Praise God. So, I can go on and on and on through Scripture. He has delivered me. I have accepted Jesus Christ. First faith. Say first faith. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into his kingdom. I'm in his kingdom, you see. It's his power that placed me in his kingdom. He saw me washed in the blood. I accepted Jesus Christ as my... He saw me cleansed. He's my witness. Hallelujah. And now you've entered his love. See, everybody says, well, I don't feel loved. Well, you know what it is? You can't stop the noise in your mind. You got to learn to stop the noise in your mind so you can really experience his presence. See, I want to benefit from his presence. I don't want to go in a prayer closet and say, oh, I prayed an hour. Well, praise God. What'd you feel? I didn't feel nothing. I didn't hear nothing. God's presence is with you, but you got to shut the mind down. You got to get the mind quiet. Sometimes the mind is louder than praying in tongues. So if you come out of the prayer closet the same way you went in, you hadn't shut your mind down, you hadn't gotten the presence of God, and you hadn't received the benefits from his presence. Amen? See, everybody just goes in and goes through a religious ritual where they just pray in tongues and probably speak some scriptures or... Well, how do I shut my mind down? Pray in tongues and quote scriptures with your mind. Ask God the Holy Spirit to help you. You should come out of that prayer closet like I did the other day. I had so much energy, I shampooed the whole house. I had to do something. I felt I was going to explode. I give life to your mortal body. So from his presence, this was shut down. I got all kinds of energy from God. It was still with me the following day. I vacuumed the whole house. That's a true story. See, you ain't no point in going to the prayer closet if you don't get in his presence. And you don't benefit by it. The Bible says, forget not my benefits. The benefits of his death, burial, and resurrection. The benefits of his love. The benefits of his forgiveness. The benefits of his mercy and compassion. Forget not my benefits. See, if your mind is overactive like that, you'll probably do the same thing when you go to bed. And you don't get into that deep sleep. You're probably in one or two, and you go through the whole night. Your mind's thinking about all kinds of things. I can't believe that we don't have the authority to shut our minds down. And people, that guy from Iran, he must stay up six nights a week. You see the circles around his eyes? It's like somebody punched him in both eyes. What's his name? Yes, he can say that. I can't say that, but he can say that. He was in New York talking, addressing whoever he was addressing there. And I said to myself, look at that man's eyes, man. They're sunk back in his head. He looks like a demon's been chewing on him. Huh? What has been? Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know what cigarettes he's smoking, but boy, he says things. Before I got saved, I used to look funny. See, God changed your countenance. When he changes you and you're willing to be changed and you can quiet your mind down and you can go from faith to faith and start walking in his joy and his peace, not letting your heart be troubled. How many people here has got a troubled heart tonight? Oh, I wouldn't raise my hand if I was you. Oh. That means you're troubled about anything. Are you troubled about depression, oppression, or sorrow, or something? You don't have any problems? What are you doing here in church? You know, we're afraid to say, yeah? I ain't going to say what it is, but I got some things going on in me. Oh, no, I walk by faith. Really? How come your mind's all messed up? How come your home looks like with your buffalo roam? You know what we're going to do? I'm going to play a song. Then I'm going to see if the Holy Spirit, what he wants to do. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Does any, well, no, I won't say that. They're already fighting me, so I'll just go and play a song. Hallelujah. Amen? See, I'm delivered. See, if nothing else, you learned how to get in the presence of God and get the benefits of his presence. Soaking you. Say, I'm soaking in his presence. And I'm receiving spirit, soul, and body the benefits of his presence. That's good, Jesus. Number 8 in the orange. Hallelujah. Some people say, what does that mean? Just wait a minute, you'll find out. That's a little code that me and Jeff have. I mean, we don't want him playing jingle bells, do we? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord.
You're my healer.
Yes, you are,
You're
Jesus.
You're my salvation. Son of David. The Almighty God, Root of Jesse, the faithful Redeemer, the returning King. You're the Lord of all. You're the anointed sacrifice, O Lamb of Calvary, in all creation. You're the fairest of all. You're the rock of the ages. You are my refuge. You're my safe harbor in time of a storm. You're the Lord of all, the majestic Savior. And you've come down from paradise to take us home. You were birthed of the Spirit, a heavenly Christ child. You're my loving shepherd, my Savior, my Lord. Designer, Creator, Holy Spirit, Baptizer, the light of this universe. You're the Lord of all. You're the Lord of all. The majestic Savior. And you've come down from paradise to take us home. You're the Lord of all. Majestic Savior. And you've come down from paradise to take us home.
Praise you, Jesus.
Bible says, I heard the voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, and glory, and honor, and praise to the King. The Bible says it'll sound like the voice of many waters, mighty thunder, as people come from every nation to declare, He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of all.
He's the Lord of all, majestic Savior. And He's come down from paradise to take. Sorry, I say, I tell you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What's your first name? Uh-huh. Yeah, yours. Paulo? What kind of a name is that? Now, I don't mean it's a bad name. I mean, is it a different? Oh, are you from Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I was born there, but I was really
all over?
Yeah, I came out here from Jersey.
Oh. There's some bad dudes come out of Jersey. I know that. God's got a word for you. There's something crumbling, and you can't do anything about it. It seems to just keep on crumbling. But God says tonight, he's going to revive you, and he's going to revive that which is crumbling. And so rather than you getting to the flesh and trying to get it uncrumbled to stop it from crumbling, God's going to anoint you and give you an anointing and give you a measure of faith that you can deal with that situation. God says you're going to walk in love and you're going to walk in a power like you've never walked before. God says when you lay your head down on your pillow tonight, when you wake tomorrow morning, you're going to feel like you're just a new man, like weight has been drained off from you. And that which was crumbling is crumbling no more. You're not going to have to stop it because God's grace has already stopped it. God has already done it on your behalf. And God's going to raise you up so you can focus on what God's called you to do. God's called you to do something, and God wants you to focus on that. But you've been focusing on something that's crumbling and spend half your time thinking about it. And God said it's not crumbling. It's the enemy lying to you, throwing dots in your mind. And so God says you'll be alive with his love. You'll be alive with the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. And there's going to be a new beginning in your life starting right now, particularly tomorrow morning. But starting right now, the Spirit of God's going to come upon you and rise up in you and bring you into a new vision, a new idea. It's going to come from understanding or wisdom from God. And it's going to rise up in your life. God's going to free you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, right now, Lord, I lay hands on my brother, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you and I praise you. I bind it all right now in Jesus' name. The power of Jesus into his life. The power of Jesus into his life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go now. Go. Go. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I got to ask a question. It doesn't mean it's here, but it's on my mind. Does anybody have cancer? Does anybody have any signs of cancer in your life? Hallelujah. I just had that. You don't have to have it now. This is not the Spirit now. This is me asking it. Hallelujah. You know someone's got cancer? Does anybody know someone's got cancer? I just want to pray against it. I just feel like we should pray against cancer. Everybody's raising their hands right now. Just when I'm praying, focus on the names. And if you know them personally, you know where the cancer is, start speaking to that cancer in that part of that body. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, right now, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are the body of Christ. We are blood-bought. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Every promise, Lord, the benefits, Lord, of the virgin birth, the benefits of the stripes on your back, Jesus, the benefits of the shedding of your blood, the benefits of your death and your resurrection, we now proclaim it, Lord, and speak it, and speak to the root of cancer in these people's lives. And I curse it right now at the root, commanding it to leave their bodies. Him or her, whatever it may be, it's a word you gave me, Lord, and we are having the victory because you are faithful to what we say. We say it according to our word in Jesus' name. We have the authority to speak to the mountain. We have authority in Jesus' name. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord. All that cancer, and everybody who raised their hands is being cursed now in the mighty name of Jesus and going in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name, right. That's right. She's having all kinds of people dying in their 50s from cancer. But that doesn't mean we don't, just because there's no cancer here doesn't mean we ain't supposed to war against it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Well, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to speak to kidneys right now. If there's anybody has soreness in your kidneys or anything wrong with your kidneys at all, burning, whatever it may be, doesn't mean you're dying. It doesn't mean you have cancer in your kidneys. If you have any kidney problems right now, Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for the word of knowledge, Lord, as I'm speaking into these kidneys right now, Lord, and commanding it to be healed in Jesus' name. Healed in Jesus' name. Healed in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Right now, we're just going to wait for a minute. Just let the peace of God. See if you can get everything out of your mind. We can get the presence of God in this place and upon each one of us. God's got a fountain. The oil coming out of his fountain all through our bodies right now. The Holy Ghost oil, the Holy Spirit all through our bodies right now. Some people it's flowing into your arms. Some people it's flowing into your shoulders. Some people it's flowing into your ribs right now. The Holy Spirit oil, oh, that's taken from Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Just flowing into this, flowing into people's feet right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Flowing into people's stomach right now. The present, the move of the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Flowing into the brain right now. There's some people who have struggled with pain in your head. It's flowing into your brain right now in Jesus' name. Oh, I speak it in the authority of my word in Jesus' name. Oh, I send it into the brain in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. We honor you, and we thank you for your presence flowing through everybody's body right now. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What's your first name right here, young man? Nick. How old are you?
20.
Are you his friend?
Yeah, we go to the
same school.
Same school?
Yeah. Oh, okay. You know something? The word ability keeps coming to me when I look at you. There's something in you that's stopping the ability of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit working in your life. What kind of a background did you come out of? What kind of religion? Just a Christian church, you mean?
Church.
Huh? Oh, okay. Okay. There's something holding you back that God wants to break off from you. Because God's got a call upon your life and God's got a direction for your life. And always remember this, whatever you're doing right now, if you're an eye, he's given you a measure of faith. If you're an ear, he's given you a measure of faith. He just didn't give everybody a measure of faith. That doesn't mean you're going to stay there, but that faith can grow. Little faith means growing faith. So God wants, but there's something about ability. God is saying that you seem to not think you have the ability to have power and do things, okay? And I'm going to release some things into you right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord. I bind that right now. All those mindsets, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for the impartation, the anointing of the Holy Spirit coming into my brother, rising up in him, Lord, in his young life, Lord. We thank you, Lord. He's going to feel and sense, Lord, a relief. He's going to sense an anointing. He's going to sense a breaking of yokes in his life. And he's going to be bold with the gospel into his own life, renewing his mind. So I ask the Holy Spirit now in Jesus' name to take from Jesus and give to this young man whatever he needs on a daily basis. God, greater in he, than he that's in the world. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. The power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Yeah, give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, if anybody needs prayer for anything, you want hands laid on you, come up here right now in Jesus' name. If anybody needs prayer, come up here. Hallelujah. If you want to sense the anointing, you want to feel the presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Everybody up here, just focus on Jesus. Just focus on Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Scripturally, Lord, you said the Holy Spirit would take from Jesus. That everything you have, Father, is in Jesus, and the Holy Spirit would take and give to us. I ask now by prayer in Jesus' name, releasing my faith in your name, Jesus, in your power and your promises, that you'll release into these people tonight, Lord. Whatever they've come for, Lord, they'll leave without it, Lord. Whatever that may be, whether it's emotional, whether it's mind, whether it's finance, whatever it may be, we thank you, Lord, that you're a God. You're a God that supplies all our needs according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory tonight, Lord, before we've even prayed, Lord, for what you're going to do in these people's lives as I pray for them in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I pray. Every bit of stiffness I command right now, loose from her right now. Loose from her right now in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Every bit of the oil and power of the Holy Spirit flowing all through her muscles, all through her bones right now in Jesus' name. I command every bone, every muscle to be loose from stiffness right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Start doing something you couldn't do to you. Wave your arms. Do something. Pick your hips up. Pick your legs up. Do something you couldn't do. Hallelujah. That's by faith. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch you right now, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus, we love you, Lord. Praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, King Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for the anointing, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise. Of Jesus, the presence of Jesus, hallelujah. The presence of Jesus, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, the anointing upon my sister right now, Lord. In Jesus.
Jesus' holy name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, let a fresh anointing fall on her, Lord. A fresh anointing, Lord Jesus. Let revelation and light come to her, Lord. Let her tongue even be loosed more with the anointing power of the Word of God. In Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, flow into her, Lord Jesus. Flow through her, Lord Jesus, as never before. Awaken her, Lord. Awaken her, Lord, to the heavenly realm, to the supernatural, Lord. Ongoing, ongoing, something that's going to come and stay, not just once in a while. Going to come and stay, Lord, and lead this woman into the supernatural, Lord, where she can free the captives, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now what I've said, Lord, oh, a fresh anointing, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. God says, my daughter, there's going to be some traveling in the spirit realm, in the supernatural, some places you haven't been yet, but up out of your belly is going to flow rivers of living water, different anointings of the Holy Spirit that's going to take you in and cause you to travel in the supernatural realm. It could come by dreams. It could come by visions, because all that is in the hand of God, in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But this is going to be a part of your life. From this moment forward, you're going to start experiencing things that you don't quite understand. You may even see colors when your eyes open around different people, and you may not know what to do. If you don't know what to do, don't do anything. Don't do anything. Just let God train you. Let the on-the-job training come into your life by the power of the Holy Spirit. These things will be for the glory of God. But he's kind of pulled you out of a group. He's pulled you out of a group to speak to your heart tonight, to encourage you, because sometimes group feedings take us down and do things to us, but God has pulled you out of a group, pulled you out of a group and freed you tonight and given you a word, a supernatural word. His direction will come in your life by the Holy Spirit. Father God, in the blessed holy name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I touch my sister, Lord. Oh, King Jesus, hallelujah. I speak life and revelation into her. I speak healing throughout her body. I speak the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord. That fresh oil, Lord, flowing all through her body in Jesus' holy name. I speak the peace of God, Lord. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. That calms every storm. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch my sister, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. No generational curses. Power of Jesus! Power of Jesus! Power of Jesus! Power of Jesus! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, right now, Lord, I speak the power of Jesus into these two. The power of Jesus! Happiness, joy, grace, favor in the realm of the Spirit. Faith in Jesus' name. These two shall rise up. They shall walk together in agreement. The anointing of the Spirit of God shall be upon them. She shall be his helper. He shall go forward and raise those up out of the sick bed by the power of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I prophesy it and call it forth into their lives by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord, throughout her whole body, Lord. The presence and love of Jesus. The presence and love of Jesus. Every bit of it. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Just let her help her receive, Lord. Help her receive, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, I anoint my brother right now, Lord. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your presence, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Holy Jesus. Raise both hands. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Your wonderful love, Jesus. Your wonderful love, Jesus. Let him receive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' holy name. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. God says, my son, there's some large waves, and these are waves of blessings. You're going to ride on some large waves. You're going to ride on some large waves, and these waves are going to clear anything that stands in your way. It's going to clear it out. It's going to clear it out. The high waves, the big waves, come with the power of God in it. The power of God in it, and it's going to clean things out. It's going to clean things out that stand before you or try to block any way you try to go in me, saith the Lord. These high waves, this presence that you can't see, but you'll all of a sudden notice that it's gone. Whatever was troubling and standing in the way, it's gone in Jesus' name. You'll start to recognize that this speaking of this word of wisdom is coming into your life. It's directional. It's directional about high waves. A power of God. A power of God that will destroy. It's the water. It's the word. It will destroy the enemy. It will destroy anything. When he tries to get into details, he'll be destroyed. He'll be destroyed, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for this fresh anointing, Lord, what you're speaking to him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister, Lord, in the mighty name of praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we praise you in the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
We praise you, Lord Jesus. We honor you. We exalt and lift you up. You are the Lord. You are the King. You are the Son of the Most High God. And we honor you today, tonight, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory for what you've done in this place, Lord, and what you continue to do in our lives. It's in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, praise God. Amen? Shake someone's hand. Say something nice. Something nice.